Welcome. My name is Rhonda Amber and I am your worship leader for today. A warm welcome to you, whether you are here worshipping in the church or you are viewing the service online now or watching at a later date. You are all an important part of our lives and our community. Under the guidelines of COVID-19, please remember, no singing. You can hum or you can mouth the words, but no singing. This enables us to stay safe because singing does spread the germs. Also, as we leave worship today, please remember the social distancing, 1.5. Yes, we all love to see our friends. We all love to have a natter to catch up on what's happened over the week. But just remember, Murray Alter Uniting Church needs to stay safe. When you're leaving the service today, the Eastern Transept can exit from there. If you're going to go out through the foyer, please wait until the cameras and the cords are back against the wall. We don't want anybody to trip. We just need to stay safe here at Murray Alter. 1.5. Thank you. The candle is lit, the symbol of Christ, the light of the world, with us. We open the Bible. More illumination. As we read and seek to interpret for today the stories, the judged important to be handed down to us, we pour the water. Essential element of all life on earth and a symbol of our baptism into the community of Christ. We acknowledge the land we're worshipping on. We give thanks for the First Nations people of this country and we acknowledge the commitment their ancestors made in nurturing this land. Here at Murray Alter, we acknowledge the Kaurna people, the original custodians of this region, and we pray and we pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. May we walk together into the future in the power of God's Spirit, working together for justice and reconciliation in this nation. Let us bow our heads in prayer, a prayer of approach. Inspiring God, we pray for grace to enjoy the blessings of your world, for discernment to know when to speak out for values of your kingdom, for wisdom to know when compromise is the most fruitful way, for courage when we must make a stand, and at all times we pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to guide, inspire, and empower us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our first reading comes from Exodus 33, verses 12 to 23. Moses said to the Lord, "I know that you have told me to lead these people to the land you promised them, but you have not told me who my assistant will be. You have said that you are my friend and that you are pleased with me. If this is true, let me know what your plans are. Then I can obey and continue to please you. And don't forget that you have chosen this nation to be your own. The Lord said, I will go with you and give you peace. Then Moses replied, If you aren't going with us, please don't make us leave this place. But if you do go with us, everyone will know that you are pleased with your people and with me. That way, we will be different from the rest of the people on earth. So the Lord told him, I will do what you have asked, because I am your friend and I am pleased with you. Then Moses said, I pray that you will let me see you in all of your glory. The Lord answered, All right, I am the Lord, and I show mercy and kindness to anyone I choose. I will let you see my glory and hear my holy name. But I won't let you see my face, because anyone who sees my face will die. There is a rock not far from me. Stand beside it. And before I pass by in all of my shining glory, I will put you in a large crack in the rock. I will cover your eyes with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back. You will not see my face.
Thank you, Katrina. This is what in the service is called focus time. And while I was considering this in preparation, I thought maybe there won't be too many children here, so we'll sort of aim it roughly at the older children. So for some reason I thought of the song which most of you know, I think. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Unfortunately, we can't sing it, but I've got a video of it which we will share in a moment or two. But it struck me that this fits in with the two readings in the service today. The Katrina reading one just then. Moses is a leader, and he's looking to see what God would intend him to be in his leadership and how he might serve his God. And then in the gospel reading, Jesus is approached by the Pharisees and asked for some guidance in a matter of paying tax or not. And it seemed to me that Jesus was showing a light on the question that was being asked. So, this little light of mine. So I looked it up. What was the origin of it? Of course, it came from the 50s and the 60s with the civil rights movement in the United States, where the African Americans, of course, had little scope for freedom of expression or freedom of movement. They were second-class citizens. And now I'll have to look up the name, but Fannie Lou Hamer was one of the leading women in the civil rights movement. And as she was being arrested for simply wanting to register to vote, she was carted off by the police. She started to sing, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. And it seems that all of us have a little light that we might shine in the service of God, whether it's making quilts to give away to people who are homeless, whether it's inviting people to your home, friendship, whatever it is, all of us have a little light that we might shine. And so we'll enjoy this without unfortunately be able to sing it, but certainly we can hum it and even do a bit of movement in our seats. Thank you.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light.
Our gospel reading comes from Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. The Pharisees got together and planned how they could trick Jesus into saying something wrong. They sent some of their followers and some of Herod's followers to say to him, "Teacher, we know that you are honest. You teach the truth about what God wants people to do, and you treat everyone with the same respect, no matter who they are. Tell us what you think. Should we pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus knew their evil thoughts and said, "Why are you trying to test me, you show-offs? Let me see one of the coins used for paying taxes." They brought him a silver coin, and he asked, "Whose picture and name are on it?" "The emperor's," they answered. Then Jesus told them, "Give the emperor what belongs to him, and give God what belongs to God." His answer surprised them so much that they walked away.
Now, I have to call the meeting to order. It's good to see so many Pharisees here and a few Herodians. Now, we've called this meeting because we have a very serious problem. It's not going away. We've talked a lot about it, but now I think we must engage in some action. This Jesus, he's really causing us a big problem. Many are following him, and therefore they're turning away from us. We really must do something. Now, he does talk and teach a lot, so I think engaging in some sort of conversation with him would be a good thing. And I reckon if we asked him a question to which the answer would incriminate him in some way. What is it that everyone hates? I know, tax. We'll get him on a question on, should we pay tax to Caesar? Now, if he says yes, he's going to lose a lot of followers. If he says no, the Romans will be onto him straight away. I think that's a good question we could ask. Did you all agree? That's our strategy. Well, that might well have been the scenario. In my imagination, I could see that that's probably how they went about it, to engage Jesus with a little bit of flattery at first, of course. You know, we know you speak the truth and you're a worthy person. Tell me, should we pay taxes to Caesar? So Jesus pondered for just a moment. Let me see one of the tax coins, the special coins that you carry around with you. He may well have played with it for a while, maybe. Whose inscription and head? It's the Caesar's, the emperor. Well then, said Jesus, pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and pay to God what belongs to God. The reading told us that they went away puzzled. And I think the puzzlement came in the way that it was explained. This is a well-known anecdote about Jesus, of course. Pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, pay to God what belongs to God. But what exactly does it mean? Pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The inscription, the picture of Caesar's head, that's easily understood. But I think the real answer was in the second part. And pay to God what belongs to God. Of course, in Jewish thinking, everything belonged to God, even Caesar. So it's a tricky sort of answer. But you may like to go back to the first story in the Bible, which of course Jesus would be well versed in the image of God created he them, male and female, he created them. Deo imagio, in the image of God, the image of God implanted in every human. So if you look at that phrase again, pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, pay your taxes, but give to God all that has the image of God. Now, Jesus was not interested in playing Romans against Jews or any group against any other group. Jesus was interested in the kingdom for all. The kingdom which included, and you look at the list of those that Jesus embraced. It was pre-COVID time. He could embrace the ones with leprosy and those who were on the outcast list. So Jesus wanted to embrace, in that statement, the whole of creation. If we are in the image of God, then we're to work the way God had worked. That is, caring for the creation and embracing the whole world. Now, Jesus was ostracized. Jesus was cast aside because he dared to make that all-embracing statement, a new way of looking at things. Should we pay taxes to Caesar? Yes, of course. But the rest is that we embrace the whole world. As long as there's COVID-19, as long as there are people in poverty, as long as there are people who are starving, as long as there are wars or rumours of wars, as long as there's AIDS, whatever, then our task is to give to God what belongs to God, that world of all those broken people and the brokenness of the world. That is our offering. We come here Sunday by Sunday to worship this God. This is the giving of our offering. Give to God what belongs to God. We offer the whole of humanity, and we are then to go out and serve that humanity in the name of God. Amen. Now we have another song that Anne will be singing and we will be enjoying.
Thank you.
Our notices today, you would have all received a newsletter either by email or people have kindly delivered them to your letterboxes. And the vision, the same thing, you would have received those by email or delivered in your letterbox. Please read them carefully. Take notes of any dates or anything that's of importance, of real importance to you. There's lots of information in the vision for us to read on Sunday, and please note and pop in your diaries this date. Sunday afternoon on the 8th of November, there's a Sunday afternoon soiree. The tickets are $20 and they will be on sale here at the church at some later at a time. Please consider asking three other friends and making a table of four. That would be really a lovely social afternoon and an outing. Let us recognise our offering. Today we bring to you our God, our life to energise, our minds to invigorate, our love to lift in worship.
May we use our life to encourage and not hold back.
All these are gifts from you, the one we follow. May we direct our hearts to you
and not shut out.
In this sacred, held apart time, may we use the gifts you give us to clear the way for others unhindered to walk. Amen. Let us come to prayer for prayers of people. God of all, we pray for those who have too little money, for those who are hungry, for those denied health care, those unable to provide for their families, those in debt.
May they be rich and stable, and may they know you are.
We pray for those for whom too much money brings loneliness, apathy, and a sense of superiority.
May they be cherished and challenged, and may they know you love.
We pray for those who worship money, for those tempted to steal or to deceive.
May they be transformed and trusted, and may they know your love.
We pray for those reluctant to share their money, for those who avoid paying taxes, for those tempted not to declare their earnings.
May they be mindful and ministers to you, and may they know your love.
We pray for our churches and for ourselves, that we may live, give and share in your name. Amen.
I light a candle, I say a prayer, and with your blessing, your spirit shed.
I light a candle, I say a prayer, and with your blessing, your spirit shed.
For tender moments, for learning shared. Your light, it calls me to love and care. And in your calling, you show the way. I light a candle in your name. I light a candle, I say a prayer. Your blessing, your spirit share.
I light a candle, I say a prayer, and with your blessing, your spirit share.
And in the sadness of our deepest hearts, in my longing, my darkest day, I light a candle in your name. I light a candle, I say a prayer, and with your blessing, your spirit shares. For what could be, to show the love I take with me, to whisper thanks for all I am, I light a candle in your name. I light a candle, I say a prayer, and with your blessing, your spirit shares. I light a candle, I light a candle,
I say a prayer,
I say a prayer,
and with your blessing,
and with your blessing,
your spirit shares.
Your spirit shares.
Walk tall, walk well, walk safe, walk free, and may harm never come to thee. Walk wise, walk good, walk proud, walk true, and may the sun shine on you. Humbugale, 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 go well, my friend, and walk in the light of faith. Walk prayer, walk hope, walk faith, walk life, and may peace always guide you right. Walk joy, walk brave, walk love, walk strong, and may life always give you some. Humbugale, 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 go well, my friend, and walk in the light of faith. Walking God, walking God, walk with God, walk for God, and may you dance in the hearts of all you meet. Humbugale,